97.3 Mornings with Joe and Jono. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. It is the 24th day of September. It's National Cherry Jubilee Day.
Never had it.
Cherry's Jubilee is a wonderful dessert. It's also Punctuation Day. Celebrate appropriately. Good morning. You need to know this morning, a detention hearing for Ernest Hines from Port Republic. He's the one who allegedly shot a woman in the face during that road rage incident on Jimmy Lee Jordan Galloway. His hearing has been postponed until tomorrow after he retained a new attorney. Charges against Hines include attempted murder. The shooting prompted a lockdown at nearby Stockton University.
Atlantic City Council approved major infrastructure improvements for Atlantic Avenue in Atlantic City. Work is scheduled to begin in October. Also approved new zoning standards for the Ducktown Arts District and repaving of Baltic Avenue from Main to Missouri Avenue.
Kids, turn off your phones. A state commission is recommending a statewide ban and social media ban in all schools. The commission checked out impacts of social media in kids both in and out of school. It's recommending a bell-to-bell phone ban in schools.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Clouds, a chance of scattered shower, thunderstorm, high of 80.
Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. Cash Cow 820, your first of 10 chances today to win $1,000. Right now, Jana's fangirl update.
We were just talking about this one's name yesterday. Well, now it's official. Scotty McCreery and his wife just welcomed their second son. The name, Oliver Cook McCreery. Cook is extra special since it's also Scotty's middle name. So, you know, keeping the family tradition alive. Fun fact, both of their boys are fall babies. Big brother Avery, he was born in October 2022. Congrats to the McCreery fam on their new addition. We've got those details up now at catcountry1073.com. Make sure you check that out. Who doesn't love new babies? Speaking of new additions, another family just expanded by a pig. Jason Aldean and his wife, Brittany. Yep, they just adopted a pig. She's a big girl, too. Big girl. Her name's Betty. She's living the good life. They're building her a piggy Taj Mahal on their 150 acres right outside of Nashville. Brittany's already in full pig mom mode. I see her feeding her fresh veggies, even making her a custom nameplate. I do the same thing, so I can't express her. I can't put hate out on her for that. You can check out Betty the Pig Aldean right now on the Cat Country 107.3.
Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. That's Josh Ross and Single Again. It's quiz time for Jana.
Right, oh, okay.
How many people, let's see if we can get it within 10%. How many people in the United States live full-time in an RV or a van?
Like percentage?
No, how many people? How many people? Give me a number. There's 300 million people in the United States or something like that. How many live full-time in an RV or a van? If you look at social media, it seems like every other person lives in a van by themselves.
Yeah, I'm going to say 680,000 people.
Wow, you're actually close. 342,000 people in the United States live full-time in an RV, van, or a boat.
Oh, I would have thought it was more than that. That's cool. Living in a boat would be awesome.
You thought it was double that. A year I'm driving down the road and said, how come no one warned me about the bikes? So let me warn you about the bikes. This Saturday, watch out for the bikes. The Bike MS City to the Shore bike ride takes place. Like 20,000 riders will be riding this weekend from Cherry Hill down to Ocean City.
Dang.
And I'll say it nicely, it ties up traffic a little bit, okay? Watch out. Be careful. Watch out for the bikes this weekend.
He's saying be patient.
A lot of other things going on this weekend. Monster trucks on the beach in Wildwood Friday and Saturday. We're going to be involved in Margate's Fall Fun Fest. I'm going to be there Saturday and Sunday on the bay in Margate. Lots of food, family fun, and more. Play and win this morning. It's time for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Being brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Frank lives in Egg Harbor Township. He sent us the joke we're going to use today. Thank you, Frank. Here it is, your Cat Country Joke of the Morning.
All right, let's go.
Doctor answers his phone and hears the familiar voice of a colleague on the other end of the line. We need a fourth for poker, said the friend. I'll be right over, said the doctor. As he was putting on his coat, he asked, what's up? Is it serious? Oh, quite serious, says the doctor. In fact, there are already three doctors there waiting for me. It's Cat Country 107.3. It's Wednesday. You know what that means.
A little good news today.
That's right, kids. It's Good News Wednesday. We'd love to hear your good news and share it with the world. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We're going to talk your good news coming up at 720 this morning. Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we off to today?
Sweetwater, Texas. A DoorDash driver reported a possible hostage situation to police the other morning. Just before lunch, the driver became suspicious after delivering items to a motel room. The items included trash bags, zip ties, bleach, and a hatchet. Police showed up, and sure enough, they found the suspect. It's Good News Wednesday. We'd love to hear and share your good news. Phone lines are open at 609-383-1073. That's 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Tell us about your good. Good morning. We're Joe and Johnny. Here are things you need to know this morning. A detention hearing for Ernest Hines from Port Republic. He's the one who allegedly shot a woman in the face during that road rage incident on Jimmy Lee Jordan Galloway. His hearing has been postponed until tomorrow after he retained a new attorney. Charges against Hines include attempted murder. The shooting prompted a lockdown at nearby Stockton University.
Atlantic City Council approved major infrastructure improvements for Atlantic Avenue in Atlantic City. Work is scheduled to begin in October. Also approved new zoning standards for the Ducktown Arts District and repaving of Baltic Avenue from Main to Missouri Avenue.
Kids, turn off your phones. A state commission is recommending a statewide ban and social media ban in all schools. The commission checked out impacts of social media in kids both in and out of school. It's recommending a bell-to-bell phone ban in schools.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Clouds, a chance of scattered shower, thunderstorm, high of 80.
Your first chance to win $1,000 today comes up at 8:20 this morning. Cat Country Morning Birthday Shoutouts start right now.
All right, let's do it.
Happy birthday, Christina Martin. Tammy Harding of Millville has a birthday. It's Lisa Sedano's birthday. Lisa from Summers Point. Ray White, you're celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday, Ray.
Ray.
Happy birthday to Stephanie Lynn Shaw. She works at Salon Evolve in Ocean View.
Happy birthday.
Stephanie is 50 today. Bill Warren of Northfield is 57. Steve Stankiewicz of Villas is 62. Happy birthday, Diane Conover of Linwood. She's 67. Holly Cassidy of Villas is 31.
Holly, happy birthday.
It's Elvina Johnson's birthday. She's from South Dennis. Vicky McCarrick of Mays Landing is 61. Happy birthday to Ralph Gaskill. And Jen Fry of Bayville has a birthday. Happy birthday, Jen.
Very nice.
We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout out today, Stephanie Lynn Shaw, the big 5-0. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's Wednesday. You know what that means.
Sure could use a little good news today.
That's right, kids. It's Good News Wednesday, the day we take your good news and yell it on a mountaintop to everyone to hear.
At least we try.
Do you need some good news in your life? We have some coming up right now. 609-383-1073 to get your good news in. Or hit the Cat Country 107.3 app, a message us button. Rachel says, my Stockton University homework is done.
Yay. Yay, Rachel.
Do kids use AI to do homework now?
Probably.
Jessica from Egg Harbor Township just bought my first house, moved in this weekend.
That's amazing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I move in this weekend.
Okay, so this coming weekend.
I'd love to help you, but I'm busy this weekend. If it was last weekend. Brittany from Pleasantville. After months of training, I lost 20 pounds and feel amazing.
That's awesome. Good for you.
Let's see one more. Ashley from Summers Point. My little sister had a healthy baby boy last night.
Oh.
Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana coming up in about 15 minutes, 15 minutes. Morning trivia. We got more tickets to give away to see singer-songwriter Jamie Johnson, who's coming to Atlantic City in a few weeks. At 8:20, we've got your first chance of the day to win cash. $1,000 up for grabs today with Cash Cow. In the meantime, it's Good News Wednesday. We want to share your good news.
Whatever it is, how little you may think it is, it might bring somebody's day. So share it with us.
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We have some more messages from the Cat Country 107.3 app. Michael from Atlantic City. I just got promoted at work after 6 years of hustling.
Nice. That's amazing.
Matthew from Ocean City. My wife and I are celebrating our 1 year anniversary today.
Oh, how cute.
Next year, Matthew, remember to tell us your wife's name. We can say her name
well,
too.
True. Yeah. Yes.
And Daniel from Margate scored tickets to see the Eagles play later this season.
E-A-T-L-E-S.
Cash cow today, 8:20, your first chance to win $1,000. In the meantime, it's Good News Wednesday.
Good news, a little good news today.
Joe's on the phone from Egg Harbor Township. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, we just want to share something. It might not be too important to a lot of people, but me and my wife, 25 years, been in a house. It's very, very big. and our family doesn't come around as much. So we are in the process of selling it, getting into a much smaller place to end out our happy life.
That's wonderful.
Congratulations.
That's wonderful.
It is wonderful.
A lot less stress, I bet, too.
A lot less bills.
Yeah.
No more stairs.
There you go.
You know what? We must be the same age because that's what we think all the time. We need a new house. Hang on, Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air right now. 609-383-1073. Or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Trivia brought to you by our friends at Matt Blatt Nissan. Up for grabs today. Two tickets to see singer-songwriter Jamie Johnson.
Oh, that'll be a good show.
He's going to be at Tropicana Atlantic City Saturday, October 4th at 8 p.m. You have two tickets for Jamie Johnson to win trivia this morning. Here's the question. 57% of Americans say they carry their cell phone in their right pants pocket.
Okay.
19% said they carry their cell phone in their left pants pocket. 5% of Americans say they carry their phone here. It's not in a purse. That's what I thought it was. It's not in a purse. 57% of people carry their cell phone in their right pants pocket. 19% left pants pocket. Where do 5% of people say they carry their cell phone? Joe and Jonna, Bailey Zimmerman, Luke Holmes, backup plan. We've got cash today with Cash How. Your first chance to win is at 820, $1,000 on the line. Right now, we're doing morning trivia. At stake, two tickets to see Jamie Johnson, the singer-songwriter, going to be in Atlantic City at Tropicana, October 4th. That's a Saturday night. You have two tickets when you win. Here's the question. A recent poll found 57% of Americans say they carry their cell phone in their right pants pocket. 19% said their left pants pocket. But 5% said they carry their phone here. And I said it's not a purse. So where do 5% of Americans carry their phone? Hi, Cat Country.
Hey, on a clip.
On a clip? No, that's not it. Thank you.
That makes sense why he would ask that.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
In your shirt pocket?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. In their bra.
In their bra or underwear. Absolutely right. You're a winner.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Bob.
Bob, where are you from?
Galloway.
Bob, do you carry your cell phone in your bra?
I do. Fun fact.
Brazier.
Oh, okay.
Brazier.
Or your man's ear.
Yeah, there you go.
Bob, man's ear, yes.
We got two tickets for you to see Jamie Johnson. Congratulations.
Congrats, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
5% of Americans are weird, including Jana. They carry cell phone in their underwear or bra.
Let me explain. So
I don't think there's anything you could say that would go, that seems like a great idea.
Well, you didn't let me explain. If you put it in your back pocket and you accidentally drop it in the toilet, let's say.
Why are you taking your phone into the toilet anyway?
Because if it's in your back pocket, you're not even thinking about it. The same thing when you put it in your front pockets, and obviously same thing with your left back pocket. So you do need to be built a certain way, I feel, for it to, like, you know, be extra secure in your chest. Sure.
Huh.
That's my preferred place because it is the most secure. Okay.
Huh.
So there it is.
Remind me never, ever, ever to ask to borrow yourself. For you to win $1,000 with Cash Cow today, your first chance is coming up at 8:20 this morning on Cat Country 107.3. I want to go back to morning trivia. Congratulations again to Bob from Galloway. He won the concert tickets to see Jamie Johnson. 5% of Americans say they carry their cell phone. Well, the answer I had is underwear, but he said bra.
Yeah. Speaking from experience.
I hope that's everybody when they say underwear.
Well,
and
yeah.
I hope people aren't carrying their cell phone in their, like, underwear.
Well, when you said that, yeah, I immediately thought bra, but, like, you do say underwear. So is it, like, your drawers?
I don't
know. Like, where you put, how is that?
I don't know.
I'm not going to think
and
about
what,
it.
And what's the male of it equivalent
correct.
Of a woman holding their cell phone in a bra? What's the male equivalent?
Is there anything to say on air?
No, you're not.
Correct. That's correct.
But what would be the?
What do you mean?
What would be
think
the male
long
equivalent?
And hard.
No. What would be the male equivalent? Because,
like your booty.
No.
Maybe?
No. Because again,
like in between, like your boxers and your belt. Like
no.
A lot.
I don't think
a lot
so.
Of guys
I don't think
belts.
So because. it's not the nether regions because that's not where your bra is. So what's the male equivalent?
Look what we did. Look what you did. Now I'm going to be thinking about that all day.
Well, come up with an answer. By the way.
I'm not a guy. I got my answer.
I know, but where does a guy carry his cell phone that's equivalent to a bra and a woman?
In his
hat?
Yeah. That's not underwear.
Wait.
And it didn't say that statistic was just for women. So...
I don't think there's any guys.
That's why he asks too many.
I don't think there's
questions.
Any guys carrying their
phone in the underwear.
Phone in their underwear, yeah.
It's just an us thing.
By the way, we got a good answer from the app. I can't see her name, but she said it seems like most people or a lot of people actually have their phone glued onto their hand. Which,
well, I mean, that's not fun.
But it's true.
Not fun.
Good morning. We're three things you need to know this morning. A detention hearing for Ernest Hines from Port Republic. He's the one who allegedly shot a woman in the face during that road rage incident on Jimmy Lee Jordan Galloway. His hearing has been postponed until tomorrow after he retained a new attorney. Charges against Hines include attempted murder. The shooting prompted a lockdown at nearby Stockton University.
Atlantic City Council approved major infrastructure improvements for Atlantic Avenue in Atlantic City. Work is scheduled to begin in October. Also approved new zoning standards for the Ducktown Arts District and repaving of Baltic Avenue from Main to Missouri Avenue.
Kids, turn off your phones. A state commission is recommending a statewide ban and social media ban in all schools. The commission checked out impacts of social media in kids both in and out of school. It's recommending a bell-to-bell phone ban in schools.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Clouds, a chance of scattered shower or thunderstorm, high of 80.
Backcountry 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
And here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, I snuck parts of a rotisserie chicken into my cargo shorts pockets for my x-ray as a little prank.
I would have been scared if I was that, like, ultrasound, whatever they call those people.
X-ray technician.
Thank you.
Number two, you should be able to get a mystery bag of pills from CVS for a $10 copay.
It's not a party bowl.
Number three, I don't have the energy to ride or die, but if anyone wants to sit and snack, I can be available for a couple of hours tomorrow.
On the couch.
Number four, our doorbell is broken, so we called someone over to fix it. He might be here already. There's no way to tell.
Stare out the door. How creepy.
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five, me and the wife. Bathroom is cleaned. Thank you. Why do we keep the toilet brush in the shower? What?
Ew.
Why is the toilet brush in the shower? What the heck are you talking about? That puffy thing with the handle.
Oh.
You mean my loofah? Oh, you named the toilet brush? It's Backcountry 107.3. Backcountry 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cash cow time. 10 times today. 20 minutes past the hour. Every hour while you work till 5:20. We're going to give you a cash cow code. You're going to take that code, go to the Cat Country 107.3 app, hit the button that says win cash and type in the code. It's your key to winning $1,000 today. Congratulations to Layla and Christina. They've already won $1,000. Today could be your day. Here's your first cash cow code of the day.
All right.
258.
258. There it is. 258. It's the cash cow button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. You're going to type in 258. And then be on your way to 1K. 920 is your next code this morning. 258 is the one you need right now. Good luck.
258. 107.3, mornings with Joe and John. Earlier this morning, we found out that most people carry their cell phone in their right pants pocket, followed by your left pants pocket. And 5% of Americans carry their phone in their bra.
Yes.
Hmm. So we asked, what's the male equivalent of carrying your phone in your bra? Tammy, she's from Angerport Township. She said, for men, the jacket pocket, okay, or the belt clip.
Right, sure.
What's the male equivalent? Hi, Cat Country.
It's 2025, Joe. Men wear bras.
Men do wear bras.
It's very true.
That's